Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 225, Prey.
It lives to podcast.
Dun, dun, dun. I didn't say mwahaha, I said dun, dun, dun.
It's not really a dun, dun, dun. I mean, it's like, yeah, just matter of fact, it lives to podcast. And we have a guest predator here for the podcast.
We do. Hello, Winnie. Hello, tiny guest predator Winnie.
She's got the claws of a predator, trust me.
Oh, she's rolling around.
That's how she gets you. First she rolls around being like, come here. Come here, rub my belly. And then she removes your brain from your spine.
Yes, so. She does do that with her claws.
Yes, very true.
It takes her about two swipes with her claws, and then your entire spinal column just pops out of your body.
Oh, so what you're saying is she is a weak predator because it takes her two whole swipes to do it. Shots fired.
Well, she is small. I mean, you know.
Hello, Chaos.
Hello, Carnage.
How's it going?
Fantabulous. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just got back from vacation, so I'm very good.
Yeah, that is exciting. And tell us where you went.
Canada.
You know, you're the only one who takes vacations on this podcast. Like, it's never like, oh, Chaos is doing great. She just got back from vacation.
Well, I live to work and travel or something. I work to travel. I don't know.
Anyway, you went to Canada.
I went to Canada.
Canada.
Canada, as Michael Scott says. Yes.
Mm.
Yes. I saw Concierge Marie. Yeah, I went up to Sudbury, which is about 8 hours north, so, or something. I don't know. It's a thing. It's a way. It's a distance.
Okay.
It was like, lovely.
I'm just trying to think, like, 8 hours north of what exactly?
Ohio?
Like, oh, okay.
Like, it's 8 hours, but because you have to, like, meander around the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Which we saw a yacht in today, and I've never seen a yacht in our lake before. So you have to meander around the lake.
So funny.
To go up north. But it was really nice because it was 56 degrees up there, and I fucking came back here, it was like 83, like in the same day. I left and it was 56 degrees, and I got back to Ohio, and it was 83, and I was like, fuck you guys. Just stayed in Kanata.
I would have preferred the 83, to be perfectly frank. Yeah.
Well, it was the same week, it was like 90s, mid-90s too. So I guess it got really hot down here.
Yeah,
like, oh,
it did.
It's 61. It's great. And they're like, fuck you. The air conditioner's not working, and it's like 96 degrees, so.
I didn't even notice when it was 96
You're
degrees
AC,
for those days.
That's why.
I'm in AC all day, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have AC at our house, so that makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. So sorry to yawn. That's what I'm up to this week. What about you?
Oh, exciting.
I know, right?
What's up with Chaos? Chaos?
Got a house.
Oh, yes. Closed on a house.
Yes. That's exciting.
The house hunt is officially over.
Yay.
The house hunt is officially over because I have closed on a house.
And your house has officially gained its first squatter. You don't know about it yet, but you'll figure it out when you move in.
Oh.
Great. It's me.
It's you. You'll figure it out when you move in. I'm just like, saucer eyes, like, what?
You'll move in, I'll just be sitting here in the living room like, hi.
Hi.
Break
There's
out
like
the
a
Mario.
Tent pitched in the living room.
Tent, please. It'll be a bedroll. I won't take up that much space. I mean, come on. Just a sleeping bag, maybe a little camping stove, maybe a little outhouse. I don't know. It depends if you ever stop. Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Well, we do have a toilet.
I wasn't sure if the plumbing was hooked up, but yeah, it would be because it's not like electrical. That was just a dumb thing. I don't know why I was thinking the plumbing had to be hooked up or something. Was your plumbing? Oh, the water. I didn't know if the water was turned on. That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of, we're doing like a quick switchover. Like the people are moving out, we're moving in. So at least, so I would think that the water would be on.
Then cool. I don't even need an outhouse then. Just a camping stove and a bedroll and maybe a little fire pit to make it nice and cozy. And
if you construct a fire pit in my living room, I'm gonna be pissed at you. You
what?
Know that, right?
What? That's just hospitable. You know, you have someone over to have a campfire.
You construct a fire pit in the living room. I mean, granted,
homey,
living room is the floor is not carpet at least, but I'm pretty sure laminate melts. So
we'll find out, I guess. The more you know.
There is not a stitch of carpet in that entire house. Do you know how happy that makes me?
So nice. If you want, I've got some carpeting from the 60s in my living room you can have.
No. Mm-mm. I do not want
golden
it.
Golden Harvest. With a dash of cat puke.
Oh, yeah. Yummy.
Because if you have a cat, you have cat puke stains.
Yeah, you do.
It's just, you know, it is what it is.
That's why these carpets are brown. Hide the puke stains. Hide the paint.
It's surprisingly hard to hide it on 60s harvest gold.
Yeah?
Yeah, it takes a lot of effort to get those stains out.
Ugh, lovely.
Yeah.
Something to consider.
Do you have, like, cat puke?
Why are we talking about cat puke?
Because I brought it up because I'm an asshole.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a giant asshole.
What else did I do this week? Not much. That was enough.
You saw Rob Zombie in concert.
Oh, yeah, I saw Rob Zombie in concert.
I gotta remember your own stuff for you.
I'm even wearing the shirt and I didn't remember. That's where we're at today. It's the kind of day it is.
It's a Friday.
It's been a week. So I saw Rob Zombie. That was awesome. Then my cat had a seizure. That wasn't so awesome.
God, that's true.
Our poor audience member Penelope is not here tonight because she is recovering from a seizure.
She's a furry audience member.
Yes, she's one of our furry audience members. Not a seizure. She's recovering from a stroke. Did I say seizure?
Yeah, you said seizure twice.
Oh, jeez. I meant stroke. She's recovering from a stroke.
Poor baby.
That she had Thursday morning. Not yesterday Thursday morning. Last Thursday morning.
Yes.
And so she got diagnosed with a brain tumor. So, yeah.
Didn't we have to start this conversation off with, like, you had nothing going on?
Yeah.
Sounds like you had a lot going on.
I know!
Just putting it out there.
But that's, like, how my ADHD brain works. Is like, you'd be like, so what's your favorite band? I've heard of music before? I don't know! What is band?
What is
like,
music?
What is music? I'm like, what's your favorite band? I've never heard any music ever before in my life. I don't know how to answer that question. Like, like, that's just how my brain works. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun ride for the rest of us.
That's how
kind of like a tilt-a-whirl.
That's how we start off with, yeah, like a tilt-a-whirl, exactly. That's how we start off with nothing much is going on to, oh, let me give you this laundry list of, like, things that have gone on this week, yeah.
I was also nominated for president. And
nothing really. Closing on the house is phenomenally good, though. That's, like, something that's just really keeping me going. But, what?
Like, this podcast isn't keeping you going? Like... Come on.
That and this pod, no, and part, and honestly, no, honestly, today, like, I've been so looking forward to today for us to get back on schedule with just into the normal swing of things.
So is today not a good day to tell you that I gave you my 2 weeks notice?
Yes, okay. That would be bad.
I'll wait till next
today.
2 weeks.
<Just
kidding. laughs> Just kidding. All right. Well, should we get into
who we are and what we do?
Yeah, I guess. That kind of thing.
Sure.
I mean, that is why we're here, right?
Kind of, I guess. We are the Mostly Podcast Tonight.
Mostly.
Can you try that louder? I don't even think it picked
Fuck
up.
Fuck you. Mostly.
Okay, it caught that.
Fuck you.
And that, much quieter, but it's there. I can see it.
I can say "fuck you" louder.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did I tell you I got that in a text while I was on vacation?
No.
Fucking coworkers. Yeah, one of my texts was, "fuck you, carnage," while I was on vacation.
Wow, how nice of them.
Yup. I work with asshats.
Yes, you do.
Sorry, keep going.
Yes, you do. Where were we?
You were about to tell them who we are and what we do.
Oh, we are two best friends of 20 years who bicker and banter our way through another horror movie each week. We take turns picking the flicks, sometimes out of a genuine desire to share them with our lovely audience, you. Other times we do it just to annoy the other person, because that is our hashtag friendship goals. That's where our friendship lives, in the hashtag Marianas Trench of Hate, where we MMA style duke it out in our very own octagon whenever we don't see eye to eye on movies or sometimes life in general.
Most of the time.
We don't. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
So great. I love it.
I didn't do it. Okay. Oh my gosh. Anyway, spoilers ahead and expletives ahead.
Okay, and this week, guys, we really need you to take the spoilers alert very seriously, because this movie just came out.
It is brand new.
And it's fucking awesome. So you have to go see it if yes. you're a horror fan. And if you're not a horror fan, why are you listening to our podcast? Because we're not that scintillating of a group to listen to if you don't like horror. So
maybe they think that our banter is just that good. You don't think that's it?
I don't know. You still have to like horror, I think. I mean, come on. There's gotta be like, I don't think you just stumble upon us and be like, oh, great banner, awesome. I'm listening to those people talk about horror, even though I hate horror movies.
Okay, probably.
Anyway, so go check this movie out. Press pause, go check this out, and then make sure you come back. So
yeah.
Okay. So this week we did Prey. It is streaming for free on Hulu, which is fucking awesome. It was done in 2022, obviously. It was R-rated, an hour and 39 minutes long, and it got a 7.2. on the IMDb scale. What about that crappy-ass tomato reader that always sucks?
So glad that you asked. Thank you very much. Because the awesome, amazing, wonderful, beautiful, marvelous, luxurious tomato meter is certified fresh at a 92%. Critics' consensus: the rare action thriller that spikes adrenaline without skimping on character development, Prey is a Predator prequel done right. Audience says, if you can look past some dodgy effects, what? Prey is pretty much the back-to-basics Predator installment fans have been waiting years to see. Audience score, a little bit lower, 79%.
I thought you said it was a crappy.
Yeah, I was like, 79%? What the hell? The tomato meter was 92.
Bitch, please, I bring you stuff that's 3.9. Be happy with your 79%. I thought you were going to come out with me like a 46%, like Chaos bemoaning this. Oh, the watchers on Tomato Meter are so horrible. They rated this so bad. I'm thinking like they gave it a 10%. You know, no, 79%. Take your C plus and be happy, okay, you nerd? Just get away from me.
No. My report card of movies has to maintain an honor roll. It has. Yours hasn't.
Yeah, tell Lake Placid 3 that.
Touche.
You want to go to cast?
Dreamhouse. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Sure.
I never promised you sunshine and roses.
I never promised you a fucking, what is that expression? I never promised you a rose garden or something. Never promised you a fucking rose garden, Todd.
All right. Hit me up here.
Naru was Amber Midhunter.
In the Ice Road, 14 Cameras, and Hell or High Water.
Tabe was Dakota Beavers.
This is his only credit on IMDb. He's good.
He's good. He better be in more stuff.
Nothing in the future either. Nothing. No, nothing upcoming either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that'll change. Who knows?
Maybe since for this, Prey too.
Maybe. Okay.
Nope.
Just Joe is texting me.
Oh, God damn it, Just Joe. Every time we have a podcast, it's like he's jealous and wants to be a part of it. He's like, I know what you're doing. And I'm going to interrupt it. With a meme.
I know. It's not even anything important. It's a freaking meme.
Love it.
Predator was Dane DeLiegro.
He was in a Doja Cat video, a couple episodes of American Horror Story and The Walking Dead.
And Aruka was Michelle Thrush.
She was in Red Snow, Through Black Spruce, and Pathfinder.
Cool. Oh, and Wasape was Stormy Kip.
Sorry. Yeah, I was like, we're going to do him, right? This is his only film credit, but he does have an upcoming project called Suyi.
Okay.
Suyi.
Sugi.
I feel like that's the name of some character. I don't know.
Yeah, it says Stormy Kip is an actor known for Prey and Sugi.
Yeah, but Sugi's still filming, so. No, I mean, that sounds like a character name for something I've seen recently, but I don't know what it is. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Do you want a little summary? Stop texting Just Joe. Focus on the podcast. One job to do.
I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
Took me a second. Took me more than a second. But badass girl hunter and predator meet and things go awry.
Oh, things go very awry.
Because I was going to put it like badass girl hunter tries to take down predator and things go awry. But I'm like, no. Like predator meets a badass girl hunter and things go awry. But no, they just kind of meet together and that's when things go awry. So mm-hmm. It's not really, you know.
I would call that apt. Yeah, that's an apt description.
There's a wryness around.
there's an awryness around.
Had a distinct aroma, but because of my anosmia, I can't smell it. So, you know, whatever.
But you know it's there.
I know it's there. Tastes like peanut butter. What are you doing?
My mouth is very dry.
Cass is like walking away from the microphone, taking like one giant leap away from the microphone, just fleeing. Fleeing.
I did look like I was like hopping out of my, I was like climbing out of my chair, like because the cat's next to me. So I had my feet in the air and I'm like turning my body and putting my feet way in the air to go over the cat.
You look like John Glenn in the moon landing. No lie. It was in slow motion too. It was great. Mm-hmm. So this was a chaos pick. Yes.
Yes.
Can I take credit for it instead?
No.
Why did you pick this flick other than the obvious?
Well, yeah, it was a Predator prequel, and it was streaming on Hulu, and I was like, OMG, I'm watching the crap out of that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I actually watched this with a fam yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you told me it was streaming. I was like, oh, I bet Brother of Carnage would watch it with me. And I told them, I was like, oh, yeah, this is streaming. You know, I got to watch it for the podcast. He's like, yeah, I was saving that for when we get together. Because we, like, have one day off the week together. I was like, wow, you actually saved a movie for us to watch together. He was, like, actually excited to watch a movie with me. This nice. Is rare, people. I mean, this is very rare for us. So, yeah.
That's cool.
So I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
You have notes already. Do you?
I do.
Do you? Can I just say one piece of trivia real fast and I'll let you hop into your notes?
Yeah, sure.
So I caught this last night because my insomnia allowed me to catch this, but this actually broke the Hulu's number one premiere to date for both movie and TV content. Sadly, the thing it broke was the Kardashians' debut, but it did break. It has amassed the most viewing hours on the streaming platform for the first 3 days of release. So I thought that was pretty impressive. For that a bit of cool. trivia. And it just happened to come up on my news feed. Yeah, last morning. Yes, morning.
Cool. That's funny. The Kardashians, I mean. Not the breaking the record. That's not
Thank
funny.
Thank you, Mama Chaos.
Thank you, Mama Chaos. She took our trash.
No, I mean, I'm still here. She didn't take all of our trash.
She didn't take out the trash. She took some of the trash into another room.
I left the rest of the trash sitting where I'm sitting.
Yeah, nice. Right, exactly.
Well, we're both trash. Okay. Oh, okay. Shots fired.
Sick burn.
Do you want to, what do you do? Do you want, you have notes or something? Or do you want to go through the summary like we normally do? I mean, are you throwing us off course here? What are you doing here?
No, I want to go through the summary that like we normally do.
Okay.
I just, this week I took notes so that I wouldn't get lost in where we were in the story.
Oh. So, very serious of you. No, I'm not, you know, saying bad things. I'm just saying.
Because like the Wikipedia can be so spotty or wrong. If it does, like, it leaves stuff out or it gets stuff wrong or whatever. So I watched this twice. I watched this in the Comanche sub the first time, which was cool. And then the second time I watched the English version and I took notes.
Nice.
So that I would have something to refer to so I wouldn't forget what happened in the story. But you see, I have my little, here is my... here is my pineapple paperclip.
Which is ironic because Chaos is allergic to pineapple.
Thus, I have decided I have to collect everything pineapple, yes.
Yes. What is that, like, beating the foe? Like, getting the best of your enemy?
Yeah.
I can't have you, so I'm going to collect every single fucking thing I can get of you.
Yeah.
Except for the thing that'll kill me.
Yes.
Cool.
Basically.
Love that. That's... I'm going to start collecting machetes, and on that note.
On that note, you're going to start... Good idea, you know? You know what you should do? You could do that, but you could do it in a way that would actually be really awesome. Because, like, a lot of these horror artists I see will paint, like, on machetes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I see them, like, get Jason painted on machetes and things like that. I've
seen that saw blades, yeah.
I just saw somebody do one, somebody that I follow on Instagram, they did one, they did Michael Myers on a saw blade, and they said they did Jason on a machete. And it was cool.
Do you know the first one I'm going to collect, though?
What?
Danny Trejo.
Oh, yeah, machete. You gotta have machete. Yeah.
Just kidding.
That's funny. Okay. So here's my notes.
All right, get us into it.
Look.
You know, that cribbed writing reminds me of something. Oh, that's right, a serial killer. Taking notes. It's not the same word over and over again, is it? I can't see it from this far away, but it kind of looks like that.
It is not the same word over and over again for 5 pages. Thank you very much.
Just saying, it looks like that. Looks like a serial killer once knew.
I have this little tiny, like, pocket planner that it's real skinny, but it's got tons of note pages in the back. So I was like, oh, I'm going to use it to take notes. Then that's what they're for.
All right, we'll get us started with the summary then.
So we've got, this is set 300 years before the original Predator movie. What are you doing?
More than 300 years. Less than 300 years.
I'm just saying what it told me. 300 years, man.
It's 2018.
It's set 300 years before the events but of it's Predator. Wrong, though. That's
2019, and Arnold would have been too old to be say get off the chopper in 2019.
Dude, that's literally what it said. Okay, I'm just going by the fucking movie says.
I'm not gonna make it out alive.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you. So we've got a Comanche girl, Naru, and her dog, Sari. She gets kicked awake every morning to go gather wildflowers and other shit.
Who kicks her?
I think it's her brother.
No, because her brother was sleeping one time and she got kicked. I'm like, who the fuck is kicking her?
I don't know. Probably one of the other people doing gathering.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm assuming. Gotcha. She's a gatherer, but she really wants to be a hunter. She has an axe, a hand axe, and she's an excellent axe thrower. And...
We should say this is supposed to take place in the Great Plains, too.
Yes.
Even though it's not accurate to history.
No. Because
the Comanches were in Texas, New Mexico, more down south
than
the Great Plains, so.
Okay.
But.
So who was in the Great Plains, then?
Just FYI. I don't know. I'm just saying what I read up on. Shut up.
Like, how do you know where the Comanche were?
It was in a Wikipedia article that I read, which we know Wikipedia is incredible. And actually was in the Goofs, too, for IMDb, so I did look it up. So.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. God, I don't remember where the Comanche were, so whatever. I'll believe you.
Okay, let's go with it. Go with it.
I mostly got, so when I was a kid, I grew up kind of learning about Native Americans, but mostly the Shawnee. So I didn't know anything about the Comanche or like any other tribe, basically. Because my dad was obsessed with the Shawnee because he was insistent that we had Shawnee heritage.
I thought you did.
According to his family, we do.
Is this like the Michael Scott, I'm 1/15th Cherokee?
I mean, it's like that level. That
percentage
doesn't
make sense.
Like, I mean, I've met our. We do have some relatives. They came to a family reunion one year.
Oh, okay. Then you do have.
Yeah, something
unlike
somewhere.
Me. Which is a story for my therapist and myself.
Yes. But it's like...
So you do have heritage, though, with the Shawnee.
Yeah, I guess so. A little bit.
Family.
So she's an excellent axe thrower. We see her. She's trying to hunt a deer. And she's very good. Her dog, Sari, is very smart and hunts with her.
And no sign language. And commands. But I want to train my cats like this.
I was going to say, that's not actually unusual.
Well.
Like, dogs can learn sign language.
It's fucking awesome.
Why is Cleveland calling me?
Do you want to answer it real fast?
No.
I mean, the city of Cleveland is calling you. It could be Mayor Frank Jackson, as far as you know. What would you do if you ignored a phone call from the mayor of Cleveland?
I'd live somehow.
Actually, I know a mayor of one of the cities in Cleveland. He's a dick. Just saying. He's a customer. He's an asshole. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Yeah. So the deer escapes, but only narrowly, like barely. She barely misses it with her axe. So then we go to, she's talking to Tabe. They're hunting. Tabe's telling her about his big hunting trial to become a hunter.
Which is called?
Oh, fuck, I didn't write that word down.
I thought you wrote it down. I couldn't pronounce
it. Come on.
Like most words, I couldn't pronounce it, so.
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce it. There's a word for it. I didn't write it down because I couldn't get a good look at it fast enough on the TV. And there's no way I could pronounce it anyway. So she says she was out on the ridge and she saw something in the sky. And she thinks it was a thunderbird. And she tells him about that. And she says, I think it's a sign. I think I'm ready to face the trial. And he's like, no, you're not. Tabe's like... He loves his sister, but he's low-key jealous of her, too.
You think he is?
Yeah, definitely. Because...
He knows she's a good tracker.
Like, he knows she's a really good tracker. He recognizes that. But he's like... He and most everyone else don't think that she should be a hunter.
Right. Her mom.
Her mom.
The rest of the warriors.
The rest of the hunters. The rest of the tribe.
The Frenchmen. The predator. The predator. The skinned buffalo on the prairie.
Her dog.
No, her dog cares about her. She's the only one that believes in her.
Her dog's the only one who believes
in
her.
And maybe the beaver
sure.
that she swam in the dam of. Maybe that beaver believes in her. That's about it. The
beaver's like, you got this, Naru. Get it, girl.
Oh, God. We've entered an uncharted territory today. Anyway, yeah, so they don't want her to be a hunter. They don't think she can do it.
They don't think she can do it, but she thinks she's ready. He doesn't think she is at all. He starts telling her more about his story, and she feigns sleepiness to tease him. And so he shoots the hawk that she was hunting, and she gets mad at him, and he's like, well, you fell asleep. So then she's like, well, now you get to go get him. Don't get your bow wet. It was funny.
Good times.
Good times were had by all. So then she's talking to her mom, and this scene isn't super important, but something happens that kind of comes back up. Well, that doesn't kind of come back up later. It comes back up later.
The blossom?
The flowers.
Yeah, the orange. What are they called? I know it was orange something. It was some kind of orange blossom flower.
Yeah. Don't ask me what it's called.
Well, it comes up a couple times. But it's used in medicine, and they were...
Yes.
She had to go collect it.
She had to go collect it because it needs to go to the war chief. He has something wrong with his knee, and it's not getting better. He's got a wounded knee.
Shut the fuck up, you asshole. You're going to burn in hell for that one. You know that, right? God damn it. Yeah, so she goes to collect it. And I'm going to pick it up while you collect yourself from that little one. And they, while she's out there, she finds some of the warriors in Tabe say that one of their members got taken off by a lion.
Yes, Puhi. Puhi got taken by the lion.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Which is really was like a cougar, wasn't it? Like a cougar, a mountain lion, you think?
It was a mountain lion. Yeah. Yeah.
At first, we're like, lion. You're thinking, like, we're thinking, like, Africa. How the fuck did a lion get over there? I'm like, oh, wait a minute. They probably mean, like, mountain lion. Okay. It wasn't me that said this. It wasn't my family member. We're like, probably a mountain lion.
You probably shouldn't tell who it was because that's really embarrassing.
Then I should tell who it was then. It was one of my family members. I don't mind embarrassing them, so. It was my mother.
Oh, Mama Carnage, we love you.
It was a rough day for it. But yeah, they find his body, and she does. She has him eat it, the mm-hmm. orange blossom, and it's supposed to cool the blood.
Yeah, it cools down his blood so that the blood moves more slowly so he doesn't bleed out before they can get him back to camp to get medical attention.
Right, because the lion, like, shredded his shoulder.
Yeah, sliced him up really good. But he's still alive, which Naru points out, why is he alive? What scared the cat away? Like, something had to have scared the cat. They don't just leave them alive.
Right, but she's, like, the only smart one in this group because she's like, look, big tracks. Oh, it's a bear. Where's a bear on its hind legs? It's not a circus. I mean, look at this. Gutted snake. That's weird. It's fine. Like,
yeah.
Seriously?
I know. They're like, they really kind of do the hunters a disservice because I honestly think that these guys would have been more wary.
They would have been.
They would have been for sure.
Yes. I kind of like it though because they got like the female treatment. Like the females are usually so dumb.
Yeah.
Like go upstairs. Okay. You know, it's just a bear on a time. Like it's fine. You know, it's kind of like a turn, so it's different. You know, I'm kind of here for it.
The guys are being the dumb ones instead of the girls.
But yeah, they make her. Tabe goes off with another gentleman hunter.
Did I write this down?
Yeah, it's a P name. I can't pronounce it.
Puhi? No, not no, Puhi. He's the one who got hurt.
I have it here. Hold on. Pake.
Pake.
And Pake and Paka. Tabe go off.
Paka.
Is it Paka?
Okay. Yeah, it's Paka.
I'm so hard with pronouncing things. They go off to try to find the lion, as I quote it. And she's tasked with going back. And she's like, no, I've got to warn my brother. So she leaves them. She finds them. She's like, oh, we should bait the lion this way. Like, let's bait the lion.
Yeah, let's bait the lion, draw him in, and then we'll weaken him and kill him.
Which Tabe is said, okay, we'll try it your way. But Pake's like being a dick to her the whole time.
Yeah.
He's Chad number one.
He's not our main Chad, but he's
one of them, if he lived long enough.
All of the hunters are dicks to her, though. They all are.
They are, but he got his in the end. Was it the... I didn't see, though. It moved so fast. Was it the predator or the mountain lion that got his ass?
The mountain lion.
The mountain lion did get his ass.
The mountain lion got him.
Okay.
Yes.
And then it goes after Naru.
Right. It goes after Naru, and it jumps up into the tree with her, and she's backing out onto a branch further and further with this spear. And what she needs to be doing is stabbing the damn cat. But instead, she keeps backing up, and the branch breaks under her weight, and she falls and hits her head on a rock.
And she wakes up later in the tent with her mother.
Yep.
Saying that Tabe brought her back.
Right. He carried her back, and then he went out after the cat.
Which he comes back victorious with the cat. Rah. Yay for him. No, I love him. I'm just saying.
Well... So, everybody's very excited for Tabe, except for our Chad. He gives this look, like, he's like,
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, they totally give him a face shot, and he makes a unhappy look. Like, he's obviously not happy about the fact that Tabe got to be the new war chief because of that.
He's probably jealous as fuck.
Well, yeah, he's jealous as fuck. He wants to be the war chief, obviously.
Well, I want to be a war chief, but it's not going to happen. I mean...
I can pretty much guarantee that that no is not going to happen for you. Happen. I'm sorry. You're going to have to try something else.
My insurance it is.
So she gets mad at her bro because he's ignoring her warnings that something else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he is really a dick to her. Like, at first he's like, hey, what's up? Isn't this great? You know, we got the lion, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, yeah, but I'm telling you something else is out there and you're not listening to me. This is a small victory. We need to still be worried. And then he starts giving her the, like, well, you're not a hunter. You suck and you're terrible.
I think he said maybe you're not a hunter. I don't think he said you suck and you're terrible, though.
He did in so many words. He was like, your plan didn't work and you tried, but you failed and you're a failure and I won. It was me.
What the fuck?
He said that. Not so many words, but he said it.
Well, yeah, she does go off on her own.
So she's like, fine, fuck this. I'm going to go off on my own.
Yeah. And she does. She takes Sorry. I love that dog.
Mm-hmm, I know. Oh my gosh. Wanasari.
And she does head off, and she, so interspersing this, we saw the predator take the snake,
mm-hmm.
turn it inside out, basically. And then you later see him grab
a
wolf.
Wolf.
The wolf grabbed the bunny.
He observes a wolf chasing a rabbit, and right as the wolf grabs the bunny, he grabs the wolf. He lunges at the wolf and tackles it.
Because a common theme here is the snake had gotten a rat or something, some kind of rodent.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he got the rat,
he was killed by the predator.
Because the predator's observing hunters.
Who's a hunter and who's prey. Yeah.
It's kind of like taking it back to, like, this is his first day on Earth. His the common theme is, or the thought process is, this is his first trip to Earth. He's observing how it works, basically. And, like, what the chain of command is and trying to, you know.
See, because he doesn't know what animals are predators and what animals are prey.
Right. And so when you, at first, well, I didn't, but that's okay. While Naru's out with Sari, couple different things happen that kind of, like, trip your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and I had to think about this for a bit, too, because of the time period, because it was 1719. But Sari gets caught in a metal bear trap.
Yes.
When it had been sent by the Comanches. I was like, that's weird. Were there settlers out there? Maybe. But then she comes up to a whole field of skinned bison.
Yeah.
Which kills me.
That's terrible.
It was so accurate. Like that's what the settlers, like the French hunters or whatever you call them. They're not even hunters.
Trappers.
Trappers. And the settlers, they would do that. They would skin the bison, not eat the meat, like not respect the animal.
Yeah.
But yet they called the, you know, Native Americans? Is mm-hmm. that the appropriate yes. term right now?
It is.
They would call them, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Savages?
Thank you. I'm like, are you fucking, it was just...
It's kind of like how Republicans go on about liberal snowflakes when they're actually the snowflakes.
True. Very appropriate. Good analogy.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, so she comes across all these bison, just skinned. And it's like, that wasn't the predator.
No.
There's got to be something else out there. And my history was like... Isn't it too early for settlers? And I'm like, no, I guess not. It's not really.
Well, the trappers were there before the settlers were.
They were
even.
And technically, the Great Plains could be Canada because that was part of the Great Plains too. Was Canada, and that's where the French were.
Right, but they were in the Great Plains in the U.S.
Oh,
too.
Were they in the U.S.?
They were. I know this.
The French.
Yeah, they did. They did trickle down. Yeah, they were. They were there before, like, settlers moved into the area. There were fur trappers because they would kind of go out to where no one was and do mm-hmm. all their trapping and stuff. So they were settling places before people were going out that way. So, yeah, I know this from movies.
Well, I was trying to remember from history class. So It's like, hmm. But just, it gives you a hint that there's something else out there. Like, if so if you know your history, you know that wasn't the Predator doing that.
Right.
Like, if you didn't know your history, you might have thought, oh, well, he skinned the snake. Maybe he skinned all these bison, too. Like,
right.
But I just like the hints of it. Like, there, mm-hmm. there's someone else out there, not just the Predator, you know. But
right.
So, she actually does a blessing for the bison, too, which later the Predator is kind of following her, mm-hmm. it feels like. Because he picks up on the blessing. Like, he sees the field of the bison, and he picks up on the blessing. But as she goes along, she says, you have the best notes. Does she run into the bear here at this point, though? Because she's still trying to keep tracking these huge-ass footprints.
You're skipping ahead a little bit.
Am I?
You skipped the part where she figured out how to kill the rabbits. She was trying to hunt rabbits, and she wasn't having any luck. And then she figured out that what she needed to do was be faster with her axe. So she fashions rope out of some young tree branches, bark, and the wood, because the young branch is like flexible and gooey and what?
Whippy.
What?
Whippy.
Whippy.
Whippy, it's a whippersnapper. It's a young whippersnapper.
Oh, okay. And so she fashions rope out of this, and so she actually manages to hunt rabbits very effectively when she has the rope so that she can throw it and then pull it back really fast and then throw it again and pull it back really fast. She practices that a bit. And then after she comes across the herd of dead bison, she gets stuck in quicksand.
That's right. I knew that.
There's a big overturned tree with a huge root system. Yes.
Query.
Yes.
Did this not remind you a little bit of a never-ending story?
Yeah.
Okay. Just thought it was me. All right, go ahead.
Now that you mention it, yeah.
That is the most traumatizing scene from that movie.
Oh my God, I know. Oh, my God.
If you know, you know. If you don't know, go check out that movie.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so she uses her axe like a grappling hook and manages to pull herself out, fortunately, with this big overturned tree root. Mm-hmm. This smart will be pertinent later.
She's so smart.
So Sari shows back up, and then they encounter a bear. So this is where Naru hides from it in the beaver dam.
No, I love this because she doesn't even realize she's upwind. So she is trying to learn to be a hunter.
Yeah.
But she doesn't even realize, like, the bear starts sniffing. She's like,
oh, shit, I'm upwind. And then the bear can smell her. And she's like, oh, no.
And that fucker.
And because she got so wet being in the mud, she's aiming her bow, but her bowstring pops. Mm-hmm. And so she's trying to restring her bow while this bear is, like, charging for her.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, she is smart to dive under. Like, she dives under the water and under the beaver dam. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the smartest fucking thing ever. I love how Sari just leaves her ass. Be like, bitch, see ya.
Yeah, Sari's like, oh, trouble, bye.
Every time this dog just yeets out of there. He's like, yep, you're on my own. Preservation of dog, that's it.
So, Naru watches from the beaver dam as the Predator shows up and fights the bear. And she is just, like, in astonishment that this thing, she can't see it yet, but it's fighting the bear and winning. And, like, when it wins and it becomes drenched in the bear's blood, then she can actually see, like, the outline of it.
Yeah.
And she's just completely horrified by what it looks like.
The bear gives it a good fucking fight, though.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Compared to, like, the snake, which had nothing.
At first, you're like, oh, I don't know. Is the Predator going to win this fight? Well, but I mean, obviously the Predator isn't going to be taken out by a bear because he's going to be taken out by a person, but...
But it
like
was a
by
good
Naru,
row. It was
but,
a good row, though.
But it was a good row.
Row, that's the word. Get that right.
Yes.
Damn it. Fucking English. She gets away. She's able to sneak away from it. But
yeah, she dives under the water and she lets the water just carry her off.
Mm-hmm. Which, of course, she's in the water, so it doesn't see her heat imprint. Mm-hmm. Which I love on this Predator, even though it's like fucking old as shit, it still has, like, the infrared sensors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still I mean, it's low tech, worth low tech than Arnold's, but it's still pretty fucking high tech.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's pretty impressive.
I love the shield that it can produce out of its wrist thing.
It's fucking awesome.
Which, that'll come up to my favorite death.
Okay. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
But, and we gotta, we're going slow. We gotta truck it. But Nari runs into...
I know, because I wrote down everything, so...
Well, Nari runs into the warriors, because Tabe, thank you, Tabu, Tabe sends out a search party for her. They beat, like, she tries to get away, like, she gives up a good fight, but they fucking,
like, Wasabe, beat her like, down. Beats her up.
Well, so does the other guy. The other guy punches her. I can't remember. I don't think they gave him a name, but he punches her square in the face when she...
Oh, they all had names.
No,
I have them written down.
What was the one that punched her in the face at the end, then?
I don't know. I don't have them written down now. I have them written down when they die.
He was the one that took a squat in the field. Which one was that? Pretty sure that was him. Doesn't even matter. So, they're going to take her back to Tabe, which they're going to take her back home. And they separate only momentarily. One has to go shit in the woods. Or in the prairie, whatever. And the other three are...
Oh, I think that's Itzy.
Itzy?
Mm-hmm.
Poor Itzy. Well, not so poor because he punched her, but whatever. Anyway, the predator comes to him. And which is your Chad? You want to talk about your Chad a little bit?
Yeah, Wasabe is the Chad. Chad is from our very first episode, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. He's like, there's like always that one asshole in the friend group that just like, for some, like everybody else is like perfectly nice and you like get behind their characters, but there's always one like really giant asshole for some reason. Yeah, I know it's you. You don't have to tell us. We all know.
Shut up.
So that's named after Chad, who was an asshole. So we try to reserve it, even though Chad was the main character or the main bad guy in Tucker and Dale. We try to reserve it for people who aren't the bad guy because, of course, the bad guy is a jerk.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy.
Sometimes it's unavoidable, though. Like, the bad guy is such a Chad, like, so douchey, you just have to.
I don't think we've ever done it, though. We've never picked a bad guy for a Chad.
Won't let me.
Because it's not supposed to.
But he thinks he's got this. He's gonna kill the predator, or whatever it is. They can't see it, of course. But it throws its three darts on him.
Yep.
Because he's all like fighting stance. And yeah, three arrows like shoot through his body.
Yeah, he's immediately dead.
Yes.
And nobody will help Naru. Like, she's got her wrist tied, but nobody will untie her because they don't think she'd be any help.
Assholes.
So
she gets to the axe because Wasabe?
Yeah.
Had her axe in his pouch, so... While the other two...
While Koopy and Anya are fighting it, she runs to Wasabe and grabs her axe back.
And she manages to run out to the prairie, where Itzy...
Where Ipsy is.
I mean, Predator just kills the other two. Is it one of your favorite deaths in there, or no?
No.
Okay, so he kills both of them. We don't really care. But she runs out, and she runs into Ipsy, who drags her down, and he's actually, you know, and they try to sneak, like, try to run away from it. No, he's just completely fucking grabbed and slaughtered. Yeah. The only reason why Naru wasn't is because she was faster than him, let's be honest.
Yeah, basically. Plus, like, the Predator doesn't think Naru's a threat.
So they say. I still think if he could have gotten her, he would have killed her right then in that moment. Like, I don't know.
But coming up, the next thing that happens is that she gets caught in one of the trappers, like, bear traps. It's not like a bear trap, but it's a bear trap.
It is, yeah, one of the metal traps.
Yeah, one of the iron traps. And the Predator comes up to her and, like, is looking at the chain, doesn't kill her, just leaves.
Oh, because then she definitely was no threat because she was locked in a, yeah.
The predator doesn't think she's a threat.
Right. But the trappers do because they take her and put her in a wooden box because they're fucking idiots.
They put her in a wooden cage.
Yeah. Which, we were talking about this because you watched both parts. I only watched the English version.
Yeah.
And in neither one did they translate the French.
Right, no. Neither one do you get translation into English for what the French fur trappers are saying.
So I got to translate that for my family because that was fun. They're like, what are they saying? I'm like, I'm missing stuff because I have to translate this for you. Come on now. Come on now. Because the scene... I'll tell you about what it was later. But okay. There's a scene that, like, we actually had to rewind it because I missed it because I was too busy translating. I'm like, really? We're going to stop translating now. Just figure it the fuck out from context clues, okay? They're assholes.
It was pretty easy to figure out what they were saying.
Yes. So. But they actually have Tabe, too.
Yes,
and they have
do.
Sari.
And she realizes this is who killed the bison.
Mm-hmm.
They have a man that speaks Comanche. He asks for help regarding the predator. They don't know what it is. But they're trying to figure it out. And he keeps asking her, did you see what it looked like? Can you tell us anything? You should be helping us. You should be helping us.
Oh, I hate that part.
Yeah, me too. And it's like, I'm in a cage. You want me to help you? Like, screw off.
Well, no, the part where they take Tabe out to, and cut him up
and
to
cut,
get her.
Right, to get her to talk.
Like, what the fuck's she going to say?
Yeah. Right.
And then
That's
they use
awful.
Them as bait.
And then they use them as bait. So, it's great. They tie Naru and Tabe up to this tree in this section of forest that has been ravaged by fire. It's mm-hmm. all just dead trees and soot and ash everywhere. And they're on the edge of that. And they've got their horses and their men lined up. And they've got men with guns ready to fire. And the men with the guns look over their shoulders and all of a sudden everybody's gone.
That's the part I missed because they're like, oh, well, if you look at the last scene, you could see them being taken off the horses and the horses running. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, you can. You can see that in the background. They're getting jerked off of the horses and the horses are running away. And so then the guys turn around and nobody's there. They're all dead. There are people on the ground dead. And so, let's see.
That's when...
I just kind of glossed this over. He kills all the French guys first. He gets caught in the trap. Tabe admits to Naru that she had the lion and had weakened it.
Mm-hmm.
And that he got it by using her plan and that it actually worked and she's not actually incompetent. Nice one. Thanks, Tabe.
He said it a little bit nicer than that, but thank you.
He did.
You're so mean.
Okay, so it steps into one of their bear traps and these two men spring out of the ground and knock it over with the chains. Connected to the bear trap.
Oh, and throw a net over it.
And throw a net over
it.
This is the
best part.
Because that's going to do something.
No, this is the best part. This is my favorite part. Can I say this part?
Go ahead.
Because they throw the net over it, which he immediately kills the guy with over the net. And then he throws his own net, which if you know the Predator's own net, it like it's kind of like that thing in Resident Evil where it just kind of cuts you up.
Yeah.
And it, like, goes back into its little ball. I'm like, you want nets? We'll play with nets, kids. Here's my net, you motherfuckers. It's great. I love that scene.
That
my
is really great.
Right there.
With the net?
With the
that
net.
Is a great, that
He's
is
like,
a great death.
You want to show me your nets, I'll show you mine.
My favorite death is when he's just killed one French guy. He's got another French guy by the neck, and he's got him pinned against a tree by the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all of a sudden, his wrist fan comes out, his wrist shield.
His shield, yeah.
And just immediately beheads the guy and chops the tree off.
Oh, that is pretty great.
That's my favorite death.
What, while he's... Is it while he's fighting them that, Naru takes one... She finds one of the bear traps and she uses it to get them, like, to cut their ropes.
Yes, she's telling this story about a beaver and how a beaver... became trapped in a hunter's trap and how to get free, because it valued its life so much to get free, it chewed off its own foot. And Tabe's like, what are you doing, Naru? Naru, what are you doing? And Naru's like, she brings the trap over and springs it on the rope, not them, obviously. And she's like, but I'm smarter than a beaver.
I like the nod to Saw, though. I mean, the chopping off your own foot.
That was a, yeah. That was a great line. And then a little bit earlier than that, when they're tied to the tree still, she says, I don't know if we can kill this thing. And he says, if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Throw back to the original.
Yeah.
Which we have another one of those later, too, with Naru. When they get free, though, Tabe goes to get the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And Naru goes to get Sari, where she heads back to camp. There's still fucking Frenchmen. I did not realize how many French people were there.
Yeah, she goes back to the trappers' camp, they're breaking down camp trying to get the fuck out of there.
There are way too many French people in this movie.
There are.
Just on principle in most movies.
Even in movies where there are no French people, there are still too many French people.
I love the French. I'm kidding.
No, I'm just kidding. If we have any French listeners, you guys are awesome.
We love you. See you in 2024.
Yeah. Okay, so she kills all of them to get Sari back.
Mm-hmm.
The trapper who can speak Comanche comes back, and at first she's going to kill him, but he manages to express himself and trade a gun for her doctoring.
He's got one leg. What's he going to do?
I know. What's she going to do for his one leg?
Did I tell you off screen this, what I was saying, or on screen what I was saying throughout this movie? It's just a flesh wound.
No, that was off. That was before we started recording.
I somehow in Monty Python running through it. Tis just a flesh wound. Tis but a scratch. Every time somebody lost a limb. I don't know why. Because I was sick fucking something.
I'm getting better. No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, God. Yeah, so she gives him some of the orange flower.
Yeah, to cool his blood down so that he won't bleed out from his stump.
Yeah, and he teaches her how to use the pistol.
Right. Which, boy, was that difficult to do back in the day.
Yeah, complicated. And that's why we need to bring those pistols back.
That's right.
Just saying, that's what they meant when they said we could have arms.
Yeah.
They meant the kind that it took like 7 minutes to load a fucking pistol. Just saying. And for a bear attack, mostly. Just saying.
Mostly that, yeah.
Poor bastard. If the predator hadn't just stepped on his balls, though, he'd probably still be alive.
So this is great. This is how Sari learns that the predator can't see cold things. Because she gives him the medicine to cool his blood. He cools down considerably. The predator can't see him, and he almost gets away with playing dead until the predator steps right there.
Right on his balls.
Right on his balls.
Right on the twigs and berries.
And he shouts, and then he gets killed for his trouble. He gets the predator's... I don't know what you call that weapon. It has a name.
The claws?
The claws.
Yeah.
That actually has a name.
I call them awesome.
They are awesome. So then Sari comes back all of a sudden, and the predator is about to kill Sari when Tabe shows up and beans him on the back of the head and knocks his helmet off, which causes the targeting system to malfunction and misfire, and Sari is alive. Yay. Because nothing is allowed to happen to this precious dog. Oh my God.
I thought at first, when I first saw the dog, I was like, God damn, we're going to have a church award. Motherfuckers. And I mean, we did have multiple church awards, but... Only when I care about the dog.
Well, we didn't really. The bison snake, weren't pets. Wolf. The snake wasn't a pet. The wolf wasn't a pet.
You don't know that. I mean, that wolf could have been someone's pet. How dare you? How dare you, sir? How dare you? That bunny could have been someone's pet.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, they fight. The predator fights Tabe. Predator wins.
That's so sad.
But as the predator approaches Naru, Tabe pops up and distracts him by gouging him in the leg with a skull, an animal skull.
It's pretty great.
And Naru runs away. So then someone brings the news of Tabe's death to the tribe. I don't understand that
with the horses.
How they knew.
Yeah, the kid comes back, the guy comes back with
because
horses.
Because the predator killed everybody.
Right.
Where did he come from? Was he one of the hunting party? I thought he killed everybody in the hunting party.
I don't know. I would have thought so. Because he had the horse. Like, Tabe was the only one that had horses. The hunting party didn't have horses.
No.
He got them from the Frenchmen.
Right.
And that tribe member had the horses. Came back with the horses and the bad news. What the fuck?
Right. I don't understand this part.
Mother's all sad. Like, you can figure out what happens. Like, that he spreads the news, but we're not sure how he spreads the news.
Or, like, how he knew it to spread the news, or where, and how he got a hold of the horses, like, and, like, and it doesn't show Naru, like somebody else catching up to Naru and her being like, take the horses back to camp and tell them of Tabe's death.
Right.
So, how does he find, we don't know.
That's, like, a plot hole. I mean, it's a glaring plot hole that upsets me, but it is. So.
So then, great scene. She finds the head trapper and leads the predator to him. She eats the flower so that the predator can't see her. She lets him kill the trapper and then shoots him, and then shoots the predator in the back of the head.
Wait, I have a question before you get too far.
And steals his targeting mask.
Did she cut off that trapper's leg, or was his leg already gone?
His leg was already gone from the things that exploded. That's why the guy who could speak Comanche was missing a leg.
Okay.
That's why they were missing limbs, because those little things that came up out of the
little spaceships.
Yeah, the little spaceships came up into the air and they chopped off people's limbs and killed them.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I wasn't sure because she did say something about, you made my brother bleed, so I made you bleed. I'm like, bitch, did you take his leg? I'm all for taking trophies. No. That's a pretty big one.
No, she meant because she was leading the predator to him.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
So, this is when she thinks, okay, now that the predator knows that I'm a threat, because she shoots him in the back of the head and steals his targeting mask. She actually manages to cut his arm off, too. Mm-hmm. She uses the mud pit to pull him in, and at first you think, oh, cool, she won, but then he gets back out.
He's, like, 8 feet tall. The mud pit's, like, 3 feet.
He just, like, stands up, and he's like, bitch, I'm out.
I can't swim. Stand up. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But she uses his targeting mask. She sets it up so that the targeting mask is targeting him in the back of his head, and he can't see it. Mm-hmm. And so he fires his little steel arrows and hits himself instead of her. And then she takes his head back to camp and becomes a new war chief.
Nice.
Nice.
And she tells them, we have to go. We're not safe
here. We're not safe here. We got to move to better, easier, fortified ground. Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something. What was I looking up? Because I was trying to look up here. Yeah, no, nothing about that one war party member that came back with the horses. If you guys know, let us know if we missed something. I mean, Chaos watched it twice. I watched it once last night. But we were both kind of like, where you fucking come from?
Yeah, where did you fucking come from?
Were you hiding in the woods and just stole the horses? Was he in another crate somewhere? I mean, and if so, why wouldn't you help your other war party members fight this fucking thing if you were there?
Yeah.
So who knows? I don't know. Do you have trivia for us or no? Cool. I have fan fiction.
Okay.
Surprisingly, it just came out. There are already 6 fan fictions on Archive of Our Own, guys, so go check them out. Nothing, like, salacious, so I can't really say anything, you know, like, funny. But I was impressed that there was already some fan fiction for this movie.
Nice.
And they are planning a Prey 2.
Oh, really?
They are planning a sequel for it. So, Dan Trachtenberg, I think that's his name, the director.
Director, yeah.
He's planning for a sequel.
I don't know if I like that or not.
What? it makes sense, though, because they're usually done in twos. You had Predator, Predator 2. Alien versus Predator, Alien versus Predator 2. Then you had Predators and the Predator. So, I mean, I don't know if those two are direct sequels or not, but it seems to come in twos.
Mm-hmm.
Hands of Blue. 2x2.
2x2 Hands of Blue. Oh, God.
Throwing it back to everything tonight. Oh, my God.
I'm still laughing about how Jane got beat up by a 90-pound girl.
Duolingo wants me to do my Japanese lessons, so we should probably go pretty soon.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just saying.
Well, that's important.
Is to me. No, I just don't have much to add, I guess. I loved this movie.
I did, too. Yeah.
I always love a badass female character.
Mm-hmm.
But Naru was amazing. Like, I liked her a lot.
She was so good.
She wasn't perfect. She wasn't mm-hmm. a Mary Sue or a Mary Stu or whatever you call her. Very flawed, but she was awesome.
She was so very cool. Smart. I loved her. And I loved Sari. I wanted that dog.
Yes. I liked Tabe, too.
Tabe?
Tabe. I wished he would have lived, but
I know.
No one can live but the one girl.
Tabe.
What, I love how she brings back the Predator's head.
I do, too. It's perfect because that's how, like, her brother brought back the lion's head. She brought back the Predator's head.
Which stands to reason? Questions. So if that was the first Predator coming to Earth...
I don't think it was. Killed. There's no one saying that it was.
There's theories that it was, though.
But no, because the fucking Predators were coming back since, like, the Egyptian times.
Maybe it was just the Great Plains that they were saying it was the... I don't know.
Oh, it could be the earliest they had been in America, maybe. Yeah, maybe. But, no, that's, like, canon that they've been in ancient Egypt.
Fucking forgot. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then never mind, then, because my thing was, how do they get in... If that was the only Predator that was dropped that time for a hunting fest, how do they get the information back to the other Predators? But that makes sense, then. Yeah. Still good, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a watch again.
Definitely. Definitely. I've seen it twice. I'd watch it again.
I'd buy it. I was still buying movies.
Yeah.
And it wasn't free on Hulu.
Right. Man. I'd probably still buy it when it comes out on DVD or something. Because I've got, like, all the aliens. I've got Predator.
Aliens? I'm just kidding. Predator 2. Fuck you, Adam Baldwin.
It cracks me up that you own Predator 2.
Why I own Predator 2 is because Adam Baldwin's in it for like 2 minutes.
Oh my God.
I was going through a Firefly phase.
So,
what have I owned from that?
My sister was telling me there's a guy who listens to her band
mm-hmm.
who's like, he's like a big fan of her band. He likes Predator 2 and hates Prey and think it's too woke and all this bullshit.
What?
And she's like, thanks, could you stop listening to us? Okay.
Probably likes Boris Johnson too. Douche. Just saying. Okay. Should we rate and get out? Because we're over an hour.
Yeah, let's do it. Was my pick, so I'll rate first.
Okay.
I will give it a 9. I thought it was that good.
I'm with you. But I have to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do maybe very close, 9.103.
Very close.
I enjoyed it a lot. A little bit more than you did. 0.103 a month more mm-hmm. than you did.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I have to be a little extra.
That's yeah. Me. Yeah, I know. That's how you are. You're always a little bit extra.
I'm a little bit Alexis.
A little bit Alexis. Did I send you that meme?
Yes. And I had the little bit of Alexis theme song running through my head after that, the rest of the afternoon. When I drive my car. A little bit. La, 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 la.
I need to watch that episode again. It's such a good episode. Oh my gosh. I just love Schitt's Creek, but I just keep going back and forth, like watching just all my favorite episodes instead of going back to the beginning and watching it like all the way through.
That's how I have to do, is watch all the way through. I can't pick and choose episodes.
No,
usually.
I just keep picking and choosing episodes because I just keep going like, oh, I want to watch it all the way through again. Oh yeah, but I want to watch this episode. No, but I want to watch this episode now, but I want to watch this. And so it doesn't happen.
I do that with Psych a lot. Like, I just watched A Shot in the Dark because that's one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, really? A Shot in the Dark?
Yeah, you don't like that episode? Mm-mm. You don't like A Shot in the Dark?
Mm-mm.
What is wrong with you?
I don't like it.
It has Garth Monmore. How can you not like Michael Rooker? As Garth Monmore, the best name ever that wasn't a porn star.
That's the one where he gets shot, right? Sean gets
shot? In the dark, yes.
In the dark?
Surprisingly.
Yeah,
he gets stuffed in the car.
And he gets stuffed in the trunk. Yeah, I don't like that. That's like one of my least favorite episodes of all time.
What?
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
We have to go to the trench after all today. I thought we were in the clear.
I guess not.
His dad locked him in a trunk to teach him how to escape a trunk. How can you not like that episode? Like, that is the best Harry thing ever, when he locks his own 8-year-old in the trunk to teach him how to get out of a fucking trunk.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. No, that part is hilarious. It's just the rest of the show, the episode is too serious for me. It's not funny enough.
Not everything in life is a comedy. Chaos.
That's all I want to watch.
I know, and horror.
I don't like drama. I like comedy and I like horror. That's it.
There's drama in your regular life. I know it is.
And one romantic comedy. Austin Land.
I knew it.
Because I love Jane Austen. And that's the only she's like the oldest
comedy than anything anyway.
She's oldest romantic comedy writer, and that's the only romantic comedies I like. Are Jane Austen novels.
Did you die?
Oh, I freaking love that line. Yeah, you did.
Sorry. It wasn't a Hooper, though.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we got to get out of here. Do you want to pimp us?
Yeah.
I start saying something else stupid.
Okay, so we are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. Morbidlybeautiful.com is your place for all things horror. They have a great podcast network that we are a part of, and you should definitely go check it out because you might even go find a show that you like just about as much as us. It'll be linked in the show notes. So, yeah, definitely check them out. We are on all the social medias. We have a Facebook group. We have that's moderated by our social media Maverick. We have a Twitter and an Instagram. And a Slasher. Oh, and a Good Pods.
I was
going to
say Good Pods, yeah.
Yeah. We also have a merch store, but if you don't have, that'll be linked in the show notes, but if you don't have cash to flash, we always appreciate a review. Anywhere you listen is fine. We also appreciate word of mouth referrals.
And mouth to word referrals.
Yes, and mouth to word referrals.
And hand, foot, mouth referrals.
And mouth to ass referrals.
Oh, no. You never go ass to mouth. All right, I gotta go. Peace out.
So that's it for me, Chaos. Thanks for listening, and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from Carnage, and as always, we're filmed in front of a live studio audience of little recuperating kitties that are also predators.